flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Time. Let me welcome the legendary coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, Dick Vermeil, to the show. Coach Vermeil, good morning.
Good morning to you guys.
You excited, Dick?
Oh, yeah. I'm pumped.
Yeah, you should be. I mean, listen, this is an incredible opportunity. And, Dick, you know, you had a lot of success that ultimately ended, you know, up with you in the Pro Football Hall of Fame and one championship and a couple appearances in the Super Bowl. But you know these opportunities, unless you're like Tom Brady, they don't come around that often. I mean, you hope to grab it when you have it.
You bet. You bet. I think the Eagles are going to be like New England Patriots. I think as their program goes and the doors, I think they're going to be repeaters in this.
Well, that would be
maybe
a beautiful thing.
Not every
thing.
Year, but yeah.
I mean, this is 2 out of 3, which is really, really impressive. And I think 3 out of 7, I believe it is. All right, so Dick, what is your sense as we sit here 2 days before kickoff? What are you feeling about this game?
Well, first off, you never assume you're going to play a team that's not supposed to be as good as you and beat them easily. And normally, a team that's the underdog plays better than he's played all year, and that's Washington. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously, offensively, these two teams are pretty equal. They really are, though Washington throws the ball 5 times a game a little bit more than the Eagles do, but defensively, they don't compare. But what you have to evaluate is how well did the defense play when they played against the best teams? And they must have played well enough to be playing in an NFC championship game. So the Eagles have to assume. It's the only time you're allowed to assume anything in playoff games. You're going to assume that they're going to be at their best and play their best defensive game ever. It's going to take that their defensive team to play the best they've played all year to keep the game close. Otherwise, they don't match up. The Eagles are a superior football team.
Coach, what makes Jaden Daniels so good so soon?
Native ability, instincts, poise, all these things are with him that are not coachable. You know, he just has it.
That
you know,
sounds bad for us.
Football, yeah. No, he's a natural. And like Ron Jaworski said early in the year, he's the best rookie quarterback he's ever seen. And I kind of believe the same thing. When you put the title, the entire package together, he's the best I've seen.
Wow. And Dick, you've seen even more than Jaws. I mean, you know, you've seen about seven decades of pro football.
Yeah, I used to say the Elways and those kind of guys were the best I've ever seen, but they didn't run. They didn't have this complete package that this kid has.
Wow.
Plus, the offenses are far more sophisticated today than they were in the old days.
Well, what about guys who could run back in the old days? A guy like a Steve Young type.
He stunk with the Bucs initially. Remember, he was a rookie with Tampa Bay.
It took them a long time to sort of get rolling to where they could incorporate the run with the pass. And this guy, straight out the gates, it seems like he does so much more than any other quarterback is permitted to do in this league. Like, he just has so much access to everything. He can always hurt you, and it's just, man.
Yeah, he's really good.
Precocious.
All right, so, Dick, let me also remind everyone listening, Dick Vermeil right now brought to us by Independence Blue Cross, the region's strongest networks of doctors and hospitals, means you can choose where, when, and how you get the care you need. Learn more at IBX.com.
So it's they like to get the ball to their back. Austin Eckler, coach, in week 11 against us, I think he had 11 catches, almost 90 yards or so. How do we slow down the back when we're banged up at linebacker? That feels like it's going to be problematic.
Well, you know, I think the pass rush has to be good. You know, we're not a great pass rush team, but we are a great coverage team, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're very good in coverage schemes and taking the ball away on pass defense and that kind of stuff. And I think Vic Fangio will keep the scheme. as it's been all year, and I don't think he's going to make any major changes in his scheme. It's been so good to get us to where they are. You know, they're number one defense.
Yeah.
But I think they will adjust according to what the problems they were faced in the two games that they played the Skins already. I can say Skins. Hey, I can't help it. That's
sure.
my age group.
Okay. No, I understand. Hey, Dick, you know, other than the game when the Eagles didn't play their starters the final game of the regular season because, you know, it didn't matter for seeding. Obviously, Cam Jurgens has been the center every game. How big a concern would it be for you as a head coach, and is it likely for Nick Sirianni as the head coach, knowing that his center, who's really good, may not be able to play on Sunday?
It would bother me. You know, that's a key position. That's he's the heart of the offensive line. He's the director of what's going on and coverages and more or less, you know, blitz pickup and pass protection schemes and that kind of stuff. But, I'd worry about it. Yes, I would worry. But, you know, Howie has done such a good job of providing depth within the personnel. Each time someone has gone down, wasn't able to play, someone stepped in and played well. So that's why their numbers are good both offensively and defensively. When a backup player filled in, he filled in well enough to win the football game. And I think that will be the same thing here this Sunday if that happens.
So, man, it just feels like it's such an added level of difficulty, Coach, when you got the center making all those calls. How Landon Dickerson stepping in at the center position, have you seen it in your experience with very little, you know, time lead up, a guy jumping in and having success as the center making the calls and communicating all that stuff?
Yeah, I've seen that in my career, you know, and chances are that he's worked at center off and on all year. I don't think that all of a sudden this is the first time he's lined up as center within the offensive scheme. My concern is the snap.
Yes.
You know, he hasn't been snapping as many reps as centers go. And remember, one bad snap from the shotgun position can cost you a world championship.
Well,
yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely.
I mean, it almost cost the Eagles a game week one when Jurgens was with Hurts and there was confusion between Jurgens and Hurts and there was a turnover.
That quarterback-center exchange, but that's something that we take for granted as fans.
I just
assume that it's going to be easy and it's going to be done. But that's a place that it can all go wrong, and you can turn the ball over right out the gate.
Yeah,
man, that we really do have to be conscious of this.
All right, Coach, let's get a couple of predictions from you. Eagles, Washington first, and then also the Bills and Kansas City. What do you see happening this weekend?
Well, my computer says the Eagles are going to win by 9. Okay.
Wow.
And I've really spent a lot of time studying the numbers of both teams, offensively and defensively, and. You know, like I said earlier, offensively, these teams are pretty equal. They really are. They're pretty equal. Defensively, there's no comparison. There's no comparison in the year-long defensive numbers of Eagles with the year-long defensive numbers of the Redskins. What we have to do, the Eagles have to do, is make sure the Redskins play like they have played all year and don't allow them to play the best game they've ever played on defense against mm-hmm. us this Sunday,
mm-hmm.
but because they don't match at all, really. There's a wide difference between the two defensive teams, and
wow.
the reason we can do what we're doing offensively, and you know, and keep the passing game in controlled numbers, is our defense plays so well. We don't have to score 42 points to win. And
yeah.
I think that'll be the situation. My computer says they're going to win by 9. Okay.
I like your computer.
You're going to be toasting with some Vermeil wine after the game.
You bet. Yeah, during the game. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, reminder to everyone listening, Vermeil Wines, it's the best. Get yourself some Vermeil wine, vermeilwines.com. Obviously, for Coach's entire selection, tremendous wine. If you've never had it, it's so legit. It's so phenomenal. Vermeilwines.com. Coach, enjoy the game on Sunday. We look forward to talking to you next week.
Take care, guys.
All right, there he is, legendary Coach Dick Vermeil. All right, 215-592-9494. Up ahead, the Diddy. We don't normally have Ray on Fridays. We have him every Monday. Well, we had him on Monday. We're having him today as well on the program, 8:40. Ray previews the huge matchup, the Eagles and Washington. That's up ahead at 8:40. A lot more, including your chance on the phone lines to weigh in. 215-592-9494. Last call for our show, last 2 hours of our program before the Eagles play Washington on Sunday. Let us know what you're thinking, what you're feeling, your enthusiasm, excitement, the whole deal. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
Hey, Rhea, I'm so glad I had Window Nation come out and look at the windows in my kids' rooms. They were able to tell me exactly which windows will work for us and how the installation process is going to go.
John, Window Nation makes it so easy. Now, listen, the weather's not getting any warmer. It's actually getting a little warmer. It's going to go from like 20 to 32, so maybe a little bit better. But you might seem to think you need new windows if you feel that cold air coming through. I had them replace all of the windows in my home. Best decision ever, because my house is so much warmer now.
Heating costs getting out of control. And if you're looking to save money, replace your old windows with energy-efficient ones from Window Nation. I couldn't recommend them more.
And do not forget about the financing. Save big with 60% off all window styles, and you could get zero interest and zero payments for 2 years.
Great point. And it was so easy to schedule an estimate, too. Just a quick call. They were out at my place in no time.
So if you're like John, thinking about new windows, now is really the time. Window Nation's got top quality windows and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau.
Get winter ready with Window Nation. Sale ends January 31st, though, so call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com today.
All right, good morning to you on this huge Football Friday. Of course, Borgata, our home base, almost every Friday morning, including earlier today. We thank Borgata for their phenomenal hospitality, as always. Get yourself to the beautiful Borgata in Atlantic City. Day or night, weekend, weekday, three-day stay, big comedian show, whatever it might be. Have some fun at Borgata. It's a wonderful place. All right, 215-592-9494. So the link, I don't think, will be too wonderful to Washington on Sunday. And we have a first Twitter poll question we've told you about earlier, which is, who's going to win on Sunday, the Eagles or Washington? Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more in a 2025 Armin Chevrolet Trailblazer, starting at only $23,995. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. We told you yesterday on the program we'd have a second poll question today, and so we'll unveil that one right now. Will the Eagles, and I'll even put, like, in, you know, parentheses, have the guts, will the Eagles show Josh Harris, Commanders owner, Sixers owner, will they show Josh Harris on the Jumbotron during the game Sunday? Devin, it would be kind of gutsy. It's one team, you know, sticking it to an owner of another team in town who happens to be the owner of Washington.
Yeah.
I think the fans would love it.
Do you?
I do. No, I think the fans would love it because they'd like the moment to boo. But I don't think the Eagles will do it, will they, Devin?
I don't think they will, because they're a classy organization. Like, I think that
too
they
provocative.
Know. Yeah, because I also think that they're smarter than that. Like, I could see them or
but
not
the
ir- them,
the
but
irony is the fans would love it.
The fans would love
because it's the
it.
Moment to yes. boo Josh Harris.
Yeah, I have an alternate theory.
Okay, what is it?
They probably weren't until their defensive coordinator basically said they're going to hurt
right,
their quarterback.
True.
So now I am for all the pettiness
How
in the world.
How about this theory? They weren't until the Hammer said, let's do it, and maybe they listened.
There you go.
Rhea, are they going to do it?
I'm going to go yes.
Why? Because I really don't think, it would be very provocative.
It would. Well, listen, this fan base is, when they get moving, like I think at a certain, like if things are starting to snowball.
I know.
You know, you heard, I was surprised the other day and loved it when I heard Jalen Hurts says, we feed off of their energy.
Well, look, they brought Dawk out the other day
in the first half
when it was a little tight. The game was a little tight. They said, all right, it's time to get Dawk out there.
Be petty. Do whatever you have to do to win.
Put him up there.
And they showed up. They put the Jared versus Josh quote Harris up on the Jumbo.
Well, that gives you hope. The fact they put Jared versus quote up there.
But, like, I don't think that they've ever said
Jared Jones. You want
an
uprising? No. Do you want to incite a riot?
It's not going to be a riot. They're just going to boo them. They're not going to rush the suite.
All right, let's go to the phone. So, do you support the idea of the Eagles putting Josh Harris's mug up there on the screen? 215-592-9494. Let's get to Vince right now. Vince, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, buddy.
Yes. Guys, got a great show as usual. Love to hear you, especially that Rhea, who's really has her sixth sense sports act.
There you go.
Thank you.
But
it's called experience. Been here a long time.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I've been following this team for over 50 years. I love the Eagles.
Nice.
I'm totally a big Eagles fan. I'm a season ticket holder, and the one thing I'm calling about first of all is. And trying to be positive, our last call, I don't know if you remember, he was talking about his concerns, multiple concerns about his team. There's a little bit about Negadelphia, which I'm going to bring up in a positive way, I hope, because we do have that thing. We're lost so many concerns about this game. Here we are going back. We're going to win this game. We're going to beat the Redskins. We're going to be going to the Super Bowl 3 times in 7 years. That is unbelievable. We should be jumping off the rafters. But we have our concerns, and we pick them apart. We pick apart Jalen, and we pick apart Jake Elliott. And I know you guys are split on that.
I don't know if pick apart's the right term. I mean, we okay, say that he hasn't right. kicked well, which
concerned.
Is true.
We're concerned.
Yeah, we're concerned, well. Yeah.
You want to replace him, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. That's a little bit of a concern. But I say this. I saw this that documentary called Turnaround about Trey Turner and about how the Phillies fans stood up and gave him the standing ovation and turned around his month, and he hit home runs, and he went crazy. Can we do this for Jake Elliott? Can we give him a standing O every time he gets out there on the field and pump him up?
Well, he does get a really loud, not he standing does, ovation, yeah. but like whenever he makes a field goal, he
yeah, but he's
loud.
Saying beforehand. Yeah, but no, I mean, Vince.
Well, when would that happen?
As he trots on the yeah, field, I guess. Question. I mean, okay. I don't know. Can we do a ritual in our final hour and a half of the show?
What, he's like a major league?
He's got weird we need ritual things. Music and candles and I don't know, Vince. I mean, anything's
maybe that you know something to do with that. I mean, we did turn him around. It was an amazing thing. The fans are important.
I know.
It's an amazing town, and I don't know how to do it, but
I know
because you're not coming up to bat and then giving me a standing before
the town
bat.
Is
you're
amazing.
Coming up to kick the ball.
The fans are amazing. The town is amazing. The concept is amazing. His head is a kicker. His head yeah. has kicker head problems, yeah. which is he gets, you know,
you.
He gets worried. He gets concerned about making all these little things. He misses an extra point. Now that's the problem. Once you miss, it's you never look back and you worry that you'll miss again, and that's where he lies.
And Vince, I got to tell you, I still wonder. I dramatically wonder if he's physically right, because it's one thing to miss wide left and right, but when you lose distance, and he lost distance this year, he lost a lot of distance. That tells
Remember,
me
he was removed from kicking I know, off that, at a certain
yeah,
point.
That tells me something ain't right physically. Vince, give me an answer. Yeah. Best three or third? What do you got, Vince, my man? All right, Vince, not there. All right, good morning to you on this huge Football Friday. Of course, Borgata, our home base, almost every Friday morning, including earlier today. We thank Borgata for their phenomenal hospitality, as always. Get yourself to the beautiful Borgata in Atlantic City. Day or night, weekend, weekday, 3-day stay, big comedian show, whatever it might be. Have some fun at Borgata. It's a wonderful place. All right, 215-592-9494. So the link, I don't think, will be too wonderful to Washington on Sunday. And we have a first Twitter poll question we've told you about earlier, which is who's going to win on Sunday, the Eagles or Washington? Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more in a 2025 Armin Chevrolet Trailblazer starting at only $23,995. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. We told you yesterday on the program we'd have a second poll question today, and so we'll unveil that one right now. Will the Eagles, and I'll even put like in, you know, parentheses, have the guts? Will the Eagles show Josh Harris, Commanders owner, Sixers owner, will they show Josh Harris on the Jumbotron during the game Sunday? Devin, it would be kind of gutsy. It's one team,
mm-hmm.
you know, sticking it to an owner of another team in town who happens to be the owner of Washington.
Yeah.
I think the fans would love it.
Do you?
I do. No, I think the fans would love it because they'd like the moment to boo. But yeah. I don't think the Eagles will do it. Will they, Devin?
I don't think they will because they're a classy organization. Like I think that
too
they
provocative.
Know. Yeah, because I also think that they're smarter than that. Like I could see them or
but
not
the
ir- them,
the
but
irony is the fans would love it.
The fans would love
because it's the
it.
Moment to
yes.
boo Josh Harris.
Yeah, I have an alternate theory.
Okay, what is it?
They probably weren't. Until their defensive coordinator basically said they're going to hurt
right,
their quarterback.
True.
So now I am for all the pettiness
How
in the world.
How about this theory? They weren't until the hammer said, let's do it, and maybe they listened.
There you go.
Rhea, are they going to do it?
I'm going to go yes.
Why? Because I really don't think, it would be very provocative.
It would. Well, listen, this fan base is, when they get moving, like yeah. I think at a certain, like if things are starting to snowball.
I know.
You know, you heard, I was surprised the other day and loved it when I heard Jalen Hurts says, We feed off of their energy.
Well, look, they brought Doc out the other day in the first half when it was a little tight. The game was a little tight. They said, all right, it's time to get Doc out there.
Be petty. Do whatever you have to do to win.
Put him up there.
And they showed they put the Jared versus Quote up on the jumbo.
Well, that gives you hope. The fact they put Jared versus Quote up there.
But, like, I don't think that they've ever said
Jared Jones.
You want
an uprising? No. Do you want to incite a riot?
It's not going to be a riot. They're just going to boo them. They're not going to rush the suite.
All right, let's go to the phone. So, do you support the idea of the Eagles putting Josh Harris's mug up there on the screen? 215-592-9494. Let's get to Vince right now. Vince, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, buddy.
Yes. Guys, got a great show as usual. Love to hear you, especially that Rhea, who's really has her sixth sense sports accent.
There you go.
Thank you.
But
it's called experience. Been here a long time.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I've been following this team for over 50 years. I love the Eagles.
Nice.
I'm totally a big Eagles fan. I'm a season ticket holder, and the one thing I'm calling about first of all is. And trying to be positive, last call, I don't know if you remember, he was talking about his concerns, multiple concerns about his team. There's a little bit about Negadelphia, which I'm going to bring up in a positive way, I hope, because we do have that thing. We're lost so many concerns about this game. Here we are going back. We're going to win this game. We're going to beat the Redskins. We're going to be going to the Super Bowl 3 times in 7 years. That is unbelievable. We should be jumping off the rafters. But we have our concerns, and we pick them apart. We pick apart Jalen, and we pick apart Jake Elliott. And I know you guys are split on that.
I don't know if pick apart's the right term. I mean, we say that he hasn't kicked well, which is true.
We're concerned.
Yeah, we're concerned, yeah.
You want to replace him, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. That's a little bit of a concern. But I say this. I saw this that documentary called Turnaround about Trey Turner. And that how the Phillies fans stood up and gave him the standing ovation and turned around his month, and he hit home runs, and he went crazy. Can we do this for Jake Elliott? Can we give him a standing O every time he gets out there on the field and pump him up?
Well, he does get a really loud, not he standing does, ovation, yeah. but like whenever he makes a field goal, he
yeah, but he's
loud.
Saying beforehand. Yeah, but no, I mean, Vince.
Well, when would that happen?
As he trots on the field, I guess. I mean, I don't know. Can we do a ritual in our final hour and a half of the show?
What, he's like a major league?
We need ritual things. Music and candles and I don't know, Vince. I mean, anything's
maybe that something to do with that. I mean, we did turn him around. It was an amazing thing. The fans are important.
I know.
It's an amazing town, and I don't know how to do it, but
I know
because you're not coming up to bat and then giving me a standing before
the town bat. Is amazing.
Coming up to kick the ball.
The fans are amazing. The town is amazing. The concept is amazing. His head is a kicker. His head has kicker head problems, which is he gets, he gets worried. He gets concerned about making all these little things. He misses an extra point. Now that's the problem. Once you miss, it's you never look back and you worry that you'll miss again, and that's where he lies.
And Vince, I got to tell you, I still wonder I dramatically wonder if he's physically right, because it's one thing to miss wide left and right, but when you lose distance, and he lost distance this year, he lost a lot of distance. That tells
remember,
me
he was removed from kicking
I know,
off that, at a certain
yeah,
point.
That tells me something ain't right physically. Vince, give me an answer. Yeah. Best three or third, what do you got? Vince, my man. All right, Vince, not there. 215-592-9494. Let's get back to the phones. Let's talk to Chuck. He's calling from Cherry Hill. Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hi, Chuck.
Joe, you posed a great question of whether or not they would show Harris on the board. The Eagles always take the high road.
Yes, that's why they won't.
Go low.
He is owning the Sixers in this town. Like, you can't make fun of the man who owns one of
I don't
your
think
teams
they will.
On the jumbotron.
But Chuck, the Jared verse quote being up there is a form
anything
of the low road.
Anything it takes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and the other comment, too, by D.C. guy, defense coordinator Witt, that's not smart, because what that does, that tips the league off to look for it. So if you have a marginal situation on a hit, you've already said you may do something, you know, you're more likely to get that flag. So I don't think that's real good.
I hope so. I think it's the message that he's sending to his team, though, and I think that it's a smart message. Hey, we're going to hit this guy, and they're basically warning us, hey, he's going to take a licking. every time he runs it. He's trying to dissuade us from doing what helps us the most, which
he's
is Jalen carry the ball, hold that backside defensive end. They don't want him doing that, so they're warning us against doing what will help us win.
He's aware his quarterback's a running quarterback too, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely right. Absolutely.
And you played, it's not going to make any difference. But here's something notable. You know, Detroit had almost 9 yards per rush against these guys.
No doubt. They carved them up. They just kept turning it over. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, my Lord, Barkley, he could just run. He could get 300 yards this game. So, we control the game. We keep Hurts in the low rep area of 20, which is way better than asking him to have to throw 35, 40 passes.
Yeah.
I love the Eagles again. I love them to cover and on to the Super Bowl.
All right, Chuck, give me a big answer because this is the third time the Eagles and Washington are facing each other this year. Okay. The best three or third ever is what?
Does this connect? Does this resonate? Three's a crowd, or am I on the wrong
track? Sure. No, that's fine. You can go with the phrase, three's a crowd. You know, that's fine. Third wheel type thing. Three's a crowd. That's fine. All right, 2-1. I don't think it's a winning answer. I think Babe Ruth would have been a better answer, but you want to go three's a crowd? Go for it.
Really?
Three's company would have been a better answer.
Babe Ruth was already said. Ken said it.
Oh, okay.
So.
I fair enough. All right, let's get to, you know what we haven't done in a while? And it's a big one because Sunday's a big game. Bathtub Time Machine Eagles in the NFC Championship Game Edition. Let's go. All right. So we all know part of what makes this special on Sunday is it's on the fairly rare side. Like, yeah, it's 2 out of 3 years. But, I mean, come on, guys. Since the NFC was created with the merger of pro football, you know, the NFL and the AFL, and then the NFL turned into the NFC and the, you know, AFL turned into the AFC, you know, we've had about 60 years of this. And they haven't been in it, like, you know, that much. Eagles are 4-3 in their history when they get to the NFC Championship game. This will be the 8th time in their history that they are in an NFC Championship game. With that said, let's take a dip inside the bathtub time machine. Because while more has gone good than bad, the bad has been really bad. I will rocket through it. I don't want to hurt your...
Do it quick!
I'm going to do it fast! 0-2 versus Tampa. Disaster! Disaster!
And we're done.
Yeah, right. Like, I'll just say this. In my opinion, the worst losses of my life as a Philadelphia sports fan, 0-2 versus Tampa, 93 Phils losing, obviously, game 6. Like, that's my list, all Philly sports. So, obviously, 0-2, we all know the deal. Donovan to come back from the ankle wasn't quite the same. Tampa's D played tremendous football. The Rondae Barber interception, it really hurt. Now, it's made a little easier by the fact Eagles won a Super Bowl 15 years later. But my God, did it hurt in 0-2. All right, the next year hurt a lot as well. The one thing is we were kind of accustomed to it. So I'd say we went into the Carolina game in 0-3 less confident, but still very confident. Eagles were a better team. Donovan was better than Jake Mahomes, whatever that guy's name is, Delhomme. But Donovan got hurt. B. West was out with an injury. Carlos Edmonds was out with an injury. John was doing everything he could to try to get the run game going, but it was lesser. Without B. West.
He scored 3 points.
Yeah, 14-3. Deuce had a big drop down the sideline. Frickin' Deshaun Foster ran over Cimino twice.
Manning.
And Ricky Manning had 3 interceptions. And Donovan, you know, missed the second half. It was horrible. And then 08 was horrible in a different kind of way.
The end of an era.
Yeah, end of an era was a big part of it because it was last game for Doc, last game for Jim Johnson. Eagles didn't show up in the first half. Larry Fitzgerald went wild with 3 first-half touchdowns. So the Eagles were in a 24-6 hole. Then Donovan played some of the best football I ever played. Third quarter, I mean, he went crazy. Eagles scored 3 straight touchdowns, took a lead. But then Kurt Warner came down the field with a touchdown drive that took about 7 or 8 minutes, a 2-point conversion, and then Donovan obviously couldn't get him moving at the end. And that was all she wrote, really on an era of Eagles football to a large extent. Why talk about the good, bad times when there are great times? I mean, the Eagles in the NFC Championship game, it has been at times very special. Very, very, very special. Like in 1980, we had Dick Vermeil on the program a half hour ago. The Eagles, other than, you know, 2017, you can make a case maybe this is as glorious as it's gotten. Look, 60 is a big deal, but football wasn't quite as big a deal back in 60 as it became in 80. Eagles had a bigger stake in Philadelphia in 1980. And in 1980, versus their rival, the Dallas Cowboys, Wilbert and the Eagles, they dominated early and often. The Eagles absolutely thumping the Cowboys that day. A convincing 20-17 win on their way to Super Bowl 15, which they lost. 2004. Man, I loved this squad. This was a team I was very familiar with. I was in my, you know, mid-20s. And they finally got there. But my God, had it been a struggle. 3 years in a row, of course, losing. Oh, you know what? I missed the Rams. I'm sorry.
You did miss the Rams.
I skipped the Rams.
Yeah, I just realized
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I skipped the Rams NFC Championship
game. That's okay.
So the Eagles are 4-4 in their history.
Buckhalter got
hurt. All right,
let's move on.
My fault. My fault. I missed the freaking Rams game.
It's okay.
Marshall
they beat them last
was,
week.
Marshall right. Faulk was really good.
My
we
fault.
Can move on.
My fault. So it was 3 in a row. Rams, Bucks, Carolina. Now's a fourth chance against Atlanta and Michael Vick. Chad Lewis was great. The mush rush was great. Donovan was terrific. Andy finally got it done. And Doc, after the game, a legendary speech. Awesome. You know, that was the game Doc obviously hit Algie Crumpler. I mean, that was
great
a big-time win at Lincoln Financial Field. 2017, another one. Malcolm with the pregame speech to the guys. Corey Clement dancing around. The whole team just totally having a great time before the game, feeling confident, vibing good. Malcolm saying, we want to get up there. We want a banner up there, you know. And then they went out there and they did it. But not in the first 5 minutes at all. Because Kirk Cousins had the lead. Not Kirk Cousins.
Case Keenum.
7-0, Eagles offense, nothing. It was weird to start. But then it all changed with the Patrick Robinson interception. Eagles outshone the two touchdowns, the flea flicker, the whole thing. But it really changed. Which play do we have, flea flicker?
We have the flea flicker, yeah.
Let me tell you something. Third quarter, we were already feeling good. The flea flicker made it even better. There you go, Mike. Not only a great throw, but a great catch by Torrey Smith right at the pylon. I mean, like, right on it. So a tremendous moment and a great day. Obviously, that was the one that was the pathway to the first championship and to this point only championship in the Super Bowl era for the Eagles. And then just 2 years ago, a game we talked a lot about in the offseason because San Fran freaking whined like a bunch of babies. Their fault they had a tight end try to block Hassan Reddick. Their fault their team stunk that day. The Eagles stomping all over San Francisco, pulling away late. A game that had been tight. 2 minutes to go in the second quarter, you might not remember this. 7-7. 28 minutes into the game, 7-7. But the Eagles scored two touchdowns in the final 2 minutes of the first half, pulled away big time in the third quarter. Hassan Reddick, obviously the ultimate difference maker that day. Not one, but two sacks of San Francisco's quarterbacks. All right, so not 4-3, 4-4 in their history. This weekend, Sunday, the ninth time, the Eagles in the NFC Championship game. And I believe, ladies and gentlemen, when we go to bed Sunday night, they will be 5-4. And that is a trip, getting you ready for the NFC Championship game with the history in mind in the bathtub time machine. All right, the Diddy, Ray Dittinger will join us coming up shortly. Let's go back to the phones, talk to Frieda right now in Norristown. Frieda, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well, Frieda.
Fantastic, Frieda. We're excited. Pumped up.
Great. I am pumped, too. I got my Eagles hat on. I got my license plate in the front with the Eagles, and I got a little green alien that is, you know, a symbol also.
Good for you.
So, wait, is that an Eagle alien? I haven't seen that one. I like the sound of it, though.
It's an alien. No, it's not an Eagle alien, but it's just an alien, and he's green. So that's, you know, good enough for me.
Yeah, green is good.
Just about Sunday, I am so excited, and I think they are going to win. However,
does that mean they're going to win big, Frieda? Does win mean that it's like a triple digit?
I think so.
I think they're going to win big, too.
All right, Frieda, we need an answer from you. The best three or third of all time. Who or what is it?
Okay, Three Blind Mice.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's another notable one.
Great one.
We got a lot of that going on today. I wasn't thinking as much in that variety, but three blind mice, good answer.
It's a really strange story when you think about it, though. Three blind mice.
What is the story?
Three of them. Three blind mice. Blind. See how they run. They all ran after the farmer's wife. She cut up their tails with a butcher's knife.
Really?
Have you ever seen such a sight in your life?
How do you remember
three blind mice?
That's great.
I didn't even know that that was the story. That's
how do
gruesome.
You remember that?
It's poor mice. Know.
That is impressive, John.
You don't remember that?
I mean, three blind mice, blind mice. See how they run. Now I don't remember anything else.
See how they run. They all ran after the farmer's wife. She cut up their tails with a butcher's knife. Did you ever see such a sight in your life as three blind mice? Three blind mice.
That's great. All right, let's talk to the Diddy. Ray Diddy every Monday with us, but we wanted to pull him out of the bullpen for a Friday because this is a big football Friday. This is the Eagles in Washington on Sunday. Ray Diddy, a deep dive preview. Good morning, Ray.
Morning, Joe. How are you doing?
I wasn't expecting three blind mice today, but that was good by Joe.
Why did she cut off their tails?
She's mean.
Yeah, it's mean.
It's torturous.
Yeah.
Seriously. What?
Maybe she's a sociopath.
It sounds like she is a sociopath.
Torturing animals.
Right.
Holy hell.
I mean, I know they're mice and all, but they have feelings.
I don't know where to go. All right, Ray, so let's get to it, my man. Let's start with the Juergens news. Obviously, it's not good that he may not play. What is your, John talked about his experience in the Super Bowl when Barrett Robbins obviously, tapped out. Obviously, Juergens, sure. It's not a tap-out situation. He's got an injury. We'll see if he can go. We'll see if he's effective. If it is Dickerson and Steen at guard, what's your sense of how much of a complication this is?
Oh, it's a concern. It's absolutely a concern in both cases. Dickerson obviously played center at Alabama for 2 years, so he's familiar with the position, but he hasn't played it much up here. Also, Steen now is going to have to play left guard, and up to this point, he's played mostly right guard, so it's going to be a bigger adjustment for him. And there's two concerns here. Number one is anything that affects the overall execution of the running game. Is a major concern going into this one, because the Eagles are going to have to be able to run the ball against Washington. There's no question about that. They're going to have to run the ball because that's what their offense is, and they're going to have to run the ball to be able to control time of possession and try and keep Jaden Daniels off the field. So, and obviously Washington has had two doses of Saquon Barkley up to this point and the Eagles' running game, so they have a pretty good idea what they want to do. Mm. And anything that throws off the coordination of the offensive line, you move one guy who's very good at guard, move him over to a position that he's played but hadn't played lately, and then you bring a guy off the bench to play in the guard's position, you're basically going to be weaker at two positions. And knowing what winning the battle at the line of scrimmage means for the Eagles winning football games, that's a real concern. And then the other matter is, I have no doubt that Dickerson can do the blocking part of it at center, but, you always have to wonder how much the Eagles are in shotgun. He's going to have to make all of those snaps.
Sure.
And in a game, especially in postseason games, all it takes is one or two turnovers to change the course of a game. And the Eagles play the whole game out of the shotgun, so there's the opportunity there for a miscue. And you've seen the Washington team has been, they weren't a great takeaway team during the regular season, but boy, they have been now. They only forced 17 turnovers in the regular season, but they forced six in the two postseason games. So that's a big reason why they are here. And if they win giveaway takeaway on Sunday, that's going to be a problem for the Eagles.
So Brian Johnson is their assistant head coach, offensive pass game coordinator, working with a young rookie quarterback. Did he get a bad rap here, Ray? Brian Johnson, he's bringing this young quarterback along pretty well, seemingly, in Washington.
Yeah, it would seem that way. Although, to me, it seems like a lot of it is about, I think it's really more about Daniels than it is Johnson, frankly. Mm-hmm. I think Daniels is just a real special player. And I felt that when I saw him play in college. Into the draft, in fact, I even think before the draft, we had a conversation. And I said, I can see where the draft is going just based on what people are telling me. And Williams is going to go number one. But if I had to pick, it wouldn't even be close. I mean, I would take Daniels over Williams any day of the week. I didn't even think they were close, really.
Well, what a bad job by the Bears then. Holy hell.
Yeah, well, I mean, Williams.
Caleb Williams still has a chance to be really amazing.
I know, but
he's got Ben Johnson now drawing up the offense.
I mean, Ray, I got to tell you, I don't know if you've heard it. Jaws and Vermeil on our program have both said they think Jaden Daniels is the best rookie they've ever seen. You three are all about the same age. You've all seen about seven decades of pro football. I mean, do you agree with them? Or is he the best rookie quarterback you've seen?
I guess it depends. Boy, they both said that, huh?
Yeah.
Well, and you know, one guy was a quarterback, and the other guy is one of the best quarterback coaches I've ever been around. So I would normally defer to them. I will tell you up to this point, if you would ask me that question, I would tell you straight up that I thought that the best rookie quarterback I've seen would have been Andrew Luck. I thought he was really a special player, and it's a shame the way his career never really had a chance to reach its peak, which I think it could have been if he had been in a better organization. But this kid is certainly special, and he's certainly a different type of pro quarterback than what Luck was. Luck was out of your classic play it in front of pocket, read the field, throw the ball accurately. I mean, he was in that mold. I mean, he was very much in a Peyton Manning kind of mold. I mean, that was how he went. That was, you know, this kid
with
is
more athleticism.
I mean,
so
this kid's
what
all
mold
over the...
is this kid? That's the, like, he's doing the hurry up offense all the time. And then he also can tuck it and do the RPO stuff. It really is the ultimate hybrid. What is he best at, Ray?
Well, I was talking to one NFL GM this week, just casual conversation, looking ahead to the game, and I thought he had a great description of Jaden Daniels. He said that Jaden Daniels is a quarterback that makes you defend every blade of grass.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, his ability to run up the middle if he has to, mostly stretch you out to the side, turn the corner, run the ball that way when he tucks it. Or, I mean, he can throw the short pass, the intermediate pass, and he can really throw the deep ball. I mean, he can spin that thing. So if you're playing defense with him, against him, he really makes you play every blade of grass on the field. He can attack you in so many ways. And the other part of it is, I mean, the athletic ability is almost a given. I mean, if you're a quarterback in the NFL at that level, and anybody that's seen him play knows that he's that kind of an athlete. But what has really impressed me is how he has adapted and mastered the mental part of the NFL game. If you watch him play, I mean, everybody talks about athletic, and he is. I mean, he really is. But what impresses me is how smart he is. You know, how smart he is about when to run, where to run, how to run, and when he throws the ball, actually throwing it to seeing the whole field and getting it to the right receiver on time. And if you try to do other kinds of things, if you try to blitz him, it doesn't work. I mean, if you go back over the stats this year, when you break them down, in terms of facing the blitz and beating the blitz, he had, and this is typically where rookie quarterbacks fall apart, is facing that kind of pressure. He was number two in the NFL in terms of beating the blitz in the pocket. And his QBR against the blitz this year was 90.1, which is, I mean, if you see that for a veteran quarterback, you say, wow, that's good. You see that for a rookie quarterback, you say that's extraordinary. And that's what the Eagles are going to have to deal with on Sunday.
Wow, that's wild. All right, Ray, let's get to some positives for the Eagles because there's a ton. One of which is Saquon. I mean, I'm not deviating if I'm, you know, the offensive coaching staff on formula of how to win. Like, yes, I want Jalen to do a better job throwing the ball away and to do better when he throws, you know, hit some open receivers. But to me, just stick to the formula. Tons of runs, wear him down, you know, lean with the offensive line, play Eagles football, right?
Yeah, I think that's the way to go. I mean, if you're 14-3 and you are where you are right now, and you're number one in the league at doing that, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me to do something different now, especially when you're going against a team in Washington that this year was not very good against the run. I mean, they were number 30 in the league defending against the run, and they, you know, they were better in their first postseason game stopping a run, but you saw Gibbs, you know, run for a lot of yardage, you know, what was 105, I think, and two touchdowns in Detroit. So they can be run on.
Yeah, there's now 48 rushes against them in the postseason for 302 yards.
Yep, I mean, that's the way to go. And they're fairly, when I look at their defense is fairly predictable in how they line up against certain formations. If you go 12 personnel, which the Eagles do a fair amount, the Washington is almost 100% that they're going nickel. And that's, I mean, that has been the way they've played all year. that's been the way they've played in the postseason. If you come out in 12 personnel, they're going to play nickel, which makes them easier to run on. So I would expect the Eagles will try and do a lot of that early. In other words, come out in 12 personnel and then see how Washington reacts to it. And if Washington does what they've done all year, which I would expect that they would, they'll go nickel, which will make it easier for the Eagles to run the ball. And I think that's where it starts. I mean, we're all going to – obviously, Hurts's physical status is going to have a lot to do with this, how much he can do versus how limited he may be. And Washington will be gauging that, too, and just seeing how much they have to respect his threat to run. I don't suspect he's going to run a lot, but I think he'll run some early just to make them think about that.
He has to run enough. That's the thing. Last time we played them, Ray, and when we lost and we had Kenny Pickett out there, their defense, it felt like in the second half, I think, more than anything, they morphed into, we're going to get aggressive, and because we don't worry about Kenny Pickett taking it and keeping it on the backside. So we're just going to send everyone in aggressive, like run blitz mode. We're going to penetrate. And they did stop our run when Kenny Pickett was the quarterback.
But no,
because
Hurts.
They were able to do that. They were able to send guys in gaps. Hey, we don't worry about him keeping it.
Yeah.
Just penetrate. And it does work. But that's the difference. This time, Jalen makes it different.
That's what they'll do. I mean, if Hurts can run a little bit, just enough to make them be aware of the fact that he can and will, then they're going to have to play it a little bit different. They can't just jam the line. They can't just attack the line of scrimmage and just key on Barkley every play. The Eagles are going to have to establish that early in the game. And if they do, you know, then I think the balance really shifts towards them. But, you know, one of the things, and it's going to come down to this, it always does in the postseason games, is turning the ball over. And not, you know, there's two aspects to it. There's forcing turnovers, and then there's taking advantage of turnovers. And that's one thing the Eagles, they've been good at one, but not good at the other. I mean, they've been forcing turnovers, but they haven't been doing much with them. I think they've forced like six or seven turnovers in the postseason. But they've only gotten one touchdown out of them, you know, and they've gotten a couple of field goals here and there, a couple, they got nothing. So force the turnovers, yes, you stop the other team's offense. But to really put teams away, which the Eagles have an opportunity to do, you got to capitalize on those turnovers. And so the defense has been doing its part, but the offense hasn't been doing its part in turning those into points.
Yep. Ray, you know, I loved, you know, with Angelo's show through so many years where you would give your prediction near the end of the week for the Eagles game. Let's crank up the drum roll. Ray Dittinger, sir, your prediction, the Eagles and Washington NFC Championship game.
Well, I think it's going to be a real tough game because, you know, the Washington team is, I mean, they're playing really well. They're averaging like 32 points a game in this winning streak of theirs. And I respect them. And even though they got a rookie quarterback and you don't expect rookie quarterbacks to win these kinds of games, I think this kid's capable of that. The having to make the change in the offensive line worries me some. But the Eagles are very good at home. I do think the experience factor helps them. I expect it to be a very close game. I expect it to be a real on-the-edge-of-your-seat game in the fourth quarter. But I think the Eagles are going to win, and I'll say 27-24.
Love it. Yeah, I expect close as well. Tight, nerve-wracking. I'm with you on all that. Ray, how about the other game, Bills-Chiefs?
I've felt it was Buffalo's year. I've just felt that for weeks now, that this is their year. And this is the team that's always stood in their path. And even though it's an Arrowhead, and even though it's, you know, it's Mahomes and it's Andy and everything that they've accomplished, I've just had a feeling this is Buffalo's year. So I'm going with the Bills. I think the Bills are going to pull it off and get to the Super Bowl. So I guess what I'm saying is it's going to be Eagles-Bills Super Bowl, and I think that's going to be one hell of a game.
How about that? Ray,
love that.
Enjoy it on Sunday, my man, and we shall talk to you on Monday. Thanks, Ray, for hopping on this football
All right,
Friday.
My pleasure. Take care, guys.
All right, there he is, the Diddy. Love it. 215-592-9494. Of course, Borgata, our home base on Friday morning show presented by Borgata. We're in studio today. Had some technical difficulties earlier, but we love being at Borgata. Show as always presented by Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa. Get yourself there anytime you get the opportunity. 215-592-9494. All right, a lot of calls up ahead, plus our picks and drop of the week on a big football Friday, 94 WIP.
The colder weather has arrived and heating systems, well, they're turning on, they're working hard. You have your New Year's resolutions and home to-do list, and keeping your home warm and cozy is right at the top of that list, because really the last thing you want to hear is, why is the heat not coming on? New year already stressful enough, so you don't need to add a faulty HVAC system on top of everything else. No need to panic. Horizon Services has expert technicians that can have you relaxing as soon as the next day. And you can trust they'll get the job done right the first time. Right now, get a new heating and cooling system from the experts at Horizon Services with free same-day estimates and hassle-free financing that fits your budget. Click or call day or night. Horizon Services available 24/7 so they can help with any emergency. Book today, knowing with Horizon Services, help is on the way. Schedule a visit